Onda de Libes presents. Inside Shakespeare's mind and soul. With Adrian, Diego, Hausuan, and Irene.
Wow! Ow!
William Shakespeare!
They say whether to be or not to be is the question, but the only question here is whether to listen or not this wonderful podcast. Hamlet wasn't very clear about it, but it doesn't matter because we are.
Turn up the volume and enjoy these two analyses of Hamlet, one of Shakespeare's greatest classicals.
A history of criminal and more shows. We have only 4 minutes to talk about this book. We are Hausuan and Diego, and this is our own podcast program. Next station, character.
The first character we will talk about is Hamlet, the Prince of Denmark, son of the late king, and nephew of the current king. Next is Gertrude. She is the Queen of Denmark, widow of the late king, married to Claudius, and Hamlet's mother. Now I will talk about Polonius. She is Claudius' chief advisor and the father of Ophelia and Laertes. Finally, Ophelia. She is Polonius' daughter and Laertes' sister, living with her father in Elsinore. She is in love with Hamlet. Hamlet is a melancholic and sad man who is often angry and depressed. Gertrude is a motherly person, but she often feels confused. Polonius is an ambitious man and his character is paranoid. Ophelia is a woman who loves Hamlet and is willing to dedicate everything to Hamlet. She also obeys Hamlet.
Next station, analyze the topic. Next, we analyze revenge topic in this section. The story narrates about a son who wants to avenge the deed of his dad, the Denmark king, murdered victim by your brother. Hamlet wants to avenge the death of his father, who he will kill as Hamlet's father's brother and communicate to all that the king's brother was who consented. He acted with all types of action that the world would discover the trap. Next, the king did, his father, asks for your son that he kill as his brother on revenge of his death, and the karma will bring the reward. But Hamlet relates more action that he belonged. Also, he receives your own karma deed at the end of the story, for he wants to realize an action of bad sign battle. Next station, relation with the world.
A connection we can make between the real world and the story of Hamlet is the concept of karma in any situation, such as death or an illegal action. For example, if someone steals from you, like taking money from your bank account to buy something without your authorization, you will feel angry. However, once the police do their job, karma and laws of the world will work in your favor, and everything will be returned to its rightful owner. But if you engage in actions that don't belong to you or are dishonest, karma will affect both sides, and everyone will lose.
Next station, conclusion. End of the line. Please leave the train in the station. Thanks for your travel. For the end of the podcast, the lesson of this book is not to act about those situations that don't belong to you. History teaches us not to act in those situations as to get a job and the police or Guardia Civil. Nothing more. Bye, and we see another program with Hausuan and Diego in the Libes Radio.
You're listening to Onda Delibes.
Please don't go to the bathroom.
Greetings, little fellas. We are Crotsalamus of Prepusius and Permatragor of Circumcision. We both work as players in many small plays to amuse your majesties of Denmark.
We have witnessed numerous misfortunes in the Kronborg Palace, from strong friendships to sharpened murders. These stories must be known, that's why we are here. Now we're going to talk to you about the characters that involves this story and their goals. The young Prince Hamlet lived trapped in a jail due to his father's death and the forced marriage between his mother and his uncle. His vision of life was getting darker.
Denmark is my prison. There is no escape from dreadful thoughts and dreams.
The beautiful Ophelia was a happy girl and was head over heels by Hamlet's words. When Hamlet was banished to England for the accidental murder of his father, she ended up drowning in a stream due to her sadness.
My love is far away. Where has he gone? Shall I see him again? No, I'm alone.
Claudius was guilty of the clandestine murder of his brother, Hamlet's father, in order to steal his throne and his wife. He also committed other assassins, but he never regretted his actions, and he said himself,
I cannot pray. I say the words, but did not mean it. My heart's too black.
Gertrude was the wife of King Hamlet, but after his death, ended up marrying Claudius, so with no regrets. She neither hesitates to accuse her son of being mad.
This is your madness, my dear son, believe me.
However, if there's something that characterizes the story, is the constant discomfort of Hamlet. Carrying with him the emptiness left after his father's death made it look like he was going mad. But was Hamlet mad before seeking revenge, or was the revenge what made him crazy? Was he ever crazy, or was he just pretending?
I have no idea, Permatragor, but it seems fake. On many occasions seems to be so serene during his actions, and his deep negativism seems to be nothing more than a face.
Say no more, little fool, or I'll annihilate you. Both you and I could see his actions often. He even started talking to a hedge!
But Permatragor, that was the part when he saw his father's phantom, don't you remember?
Oh cramps, that's true! Nevertheless, other actions are the ones who make me think that madness is driving him crazy. How do you explain when he brutally stabbed a curtain, thinking a rat was hiding behind? I don't know, Crotalamus. I haven't seen rats of 2 meter size.
But Permatragor, Hamlet thought it was Claudius, and that's why he tried to murder him. I think we are confusing outbursts of anger with a clear madness. Anyone in his skin will have done the same.
After doing a time travel to the United States in 2025, we can ensure Hamlet's story will leave many lessons to our society about how to not go crazy.
We have sometimes seen people letting their wrath dominate them, but they must not do it, even if everything seems to go wrong, because it can lead you to make fatal mistakes, just how Hamlet did.
In this contemporary society, many misfortunes occur, and people must always stay straight against circumstances, and remember that real friends will always be by their side, just like Horatio did with Hamlet.
Anyway, my beloved friend, leaving behind the tragic ending, we can confirm that the life of our dearest prince has also been warm and pleasant. I mean, due to his father's love, he finds a reason to stay forward, willing to set himself free of all his ills.
You know, my dear friend Crotalamus, since I have seen the misfortunate story of Hamlet, I see life with other eyes. I have learned how important it is to heal. Bad feelings are nothing more but the reflection of a wound that has not healed yet, and they do not demonstrate the path we must follow to stand against our major challenges. And remember, kids, ghosts are real.
What's up?
From the Kronborg Palace, I must say goodbye to all of you, little fellas.
Thank you for coming from the other side, William Shakespeare, to share with us your mind and soul. I hope to see you again in another episode. It was a real pleasure.